Welcome to the IoT Inc. Certified IoT Professional, or ICIP, Training and Certification Program podcast series, brought to you by TechTarget's IoT Agenda. I'm the author, Bruce Sinclair, and this podcast lesson provides an overview of how the Internet of Things, through outcomes, is going to change and disrupt every industry, providing a foundation upon which to develop an IoT strategy. The current sales narrative is around pain points and solving customer problems. But generally speaking, individual products aren't capable of providing a full solution, so they can only solve point problems. But customers aren't interested in having point problems solved. Customers are interested in achieving outcomes. Products, you must realize, are simply a means to an end. Before I moved into networking and then the Internet of Things, I was involved in the multimedia tool business. That is, my companies developed software for artists and engineers to develop 3D animations or simulations. In fact, this goes back a little ways, but my company Softimage developed the dinosaurs for the Jurassic Park series. But let me qualify that. What I mean is, they created the animation for the dinosaurs. If you look at this scene, there are a few things that are involved. The first step in creating a scene that mixes CGI characters with live characters is to develop the models, that is, the physical representation of the dinosaurs. This is done by modeling, and our customer, ILM, used one of our competitors, Alias Research, for that purpose. Once the dinosaurs have been physically designed, the next step is to move them, and that is with animation. That is what ILM, Industrial Light and Magic, used our software for at Softimage. After that, you need to color the dinosaurs so they look realistic. ILM used an open source product called Mental Ray. And finally, the dinosaurs need to be composited within the 2D environment to make it appear as if it's 3D. Again, ILM used another product, their fourth, and it was called Discrete Logic, to do the compositing. So why am I telling all this? The reason is ILM, or their customer, Universal Studios, were not interested in modeling software, animation software, lighting software, and compositing software. They're interested in the outcome. And the outcome was putting synthetic dinosaurs realistically into a movie. That's the outcome. To achieve this outcome, in addition to the countless modelers, animators, lighters, and compositors, there is a very important role at special effects houses, and that is of the technical director. The job of the technical director is to orchestrate the various products together to deliver the outcome that the director, in this case Steven Spielberg, wanted. These products and more were integrated into what is called the animation pipeline. If you look at the end of any special effects movie, you'll see the technical director, or multiple technical directors, and their main skill set was software development. That is, being able to integrate through APIs, application programming interfaces, the various software products required to deliver the outcome. Once we have virtualized our physical products with Internet of Things technology, we can do the same thing. Every industry has their version of the technical director, and they have their version of the pipeline to integrate the various physical products to deliver the outcome they're looking for. This is the opportunity for IoT. To replace these customer pipelines with seamless off-the-shelf solutions, solving the entire customer problem in a more simple and a more economic way. Think about your industry and your pipeline, and then think about how powerful outcomes can be. Hope you found this episode of the ICIP Training and Certification Program podcast useful. For more information, go to www.icip.com. iot-inc.com/training. And if you're interested in getting certified, enter the code IOTAgenda at checkout for 10% off.